This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, more live from the fair. I'm in studio with Patrick Snyder. He's been out at the fair the past few days talking about what's going on. We're going to talk with him for a few minutes. In our second segment today, State Senator David Brocksmith, who is at the fair. His booth, we'll find out, I'm guessing Community Conference Hall, but we'll find out in a bit. So he'll join us shortly. But Patrick, what's going on right now?
Well, I'm at the front gate, and I'm checking out the events for today. And we got a few events coming up. Matt Baker, he's on twice today. He'll be on at 4 and then again at 7 on the Garden Park stage. That's just it's right behind the Doc Dog competition, if you know where that is. That's near the Lotus Media Group 10. Over there, you can sign up to win tickets to see Chicago at the Hops Ballpark on September 25th. And so I don't think I've spent enough time talking about the food, so let's talk more about the food, because I found out the boss left a company card, so I'm going to get one of everything.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so, here's some Hawaiian teriyaki, tacos, I like tacos. We've got some Korean corn dogs. I see some of our friends over at the NR Today are getting some of those right now. Of course, you can get lemonade, strawberry lemonade, and you know they have fried mac and cheese. Mm. I didn't know they could fry mac and cheese, but they somehow did it. And you got your funnel cakes. Those are always good. I think I get those every time. I get the French fries and the funnel cakes. And, of course, an adult beverage. You got the Italian sausage, teriyaki chicken bowl, and a really big barbecue pit with all kinds of things, including chicken fajitas, brisket sandwiches. But I've been meaning to head over to the pig barn because I haven't been there yet. I think they have the goats and the pigs in there. I'm just trying to cover some areas I haven't been. But weather's really nice, not too hot. It's actually nice and breezy right now. And so it's really comfortable. But if you get hot, all of these exhibit halls, not barns, but the exhibit halls, all have air conditioning going. And so if you need relief, you can hop in there and cool off for a few minutes and continue on your journeys. There's lots of local vendors and other vendors here. And if you're brave enough, you can get a coffee over there. So let's go in the pig barn. Fun facts, pigs are omnivores. So you got to be kind of careful in here, because if someone yells pig, you got to get out of the way. Wow, these things are huge. Where are the goats? Okay. Smells wonderful in here, that's for sure. And so some of these animals are already getting ribbons. And like we talked about earlier, the auction happens at 4 today. So definitely want to check that out. Oh, maybe they got the goats somewhere else. Well, I'll have to keep looking for that. And see, there are tickets still available to see Tone Loh tonight. He starts on the amphitheater stage at 8 p.m. There's pit tickets and seating tickets still available. We're going to get out of here. And we're going to, I think I head over to the horses. Hopefully they don't hurt me. And, yeah, there's not an inch of this fair where there isn't something to look at and take in. And, you know, I'm always here for the animals. You know, I'm a little bit too old for some of these rides, or maybe a little bit too queasy for some of them. But nonetheless, I still come down here. Here's a pig getting a bath. That's interesting. Never seen that before. Oh, we got some cows over here. Must be at the cow barn now. And you can come by. I don't I don't know that they auction all the animals off here that are on display, but the auction does start at 4, and you can probably get a good deal down here.
Yeah, a lot going on out there. We're going to let you continue enjoying it and take a break from announcing all the animals as they come by. Good stuff there. Patrick Snyder at the Douglas County Fair. More when we come back. Live from the fair. 1250, make that 1241, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1243, State Senator David Brock-Smith joining us live from the fair. David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kyle.
So where would we find you at the fair?
Well, I'm currently sitting next to State Representative Virgil Osborne in his booth inside here at the fair. And Representative Court Boyce will be here later this afternoon. And the booth is next to Commissioner Chris Boyce's booth.
All right.
Inside the building where the AC is nice and cool.
Yeah, that's one important factor this week. What do you like? I mean, you get all these things as a lawmaker you're involved with, but when you sort of take a step back, what do you like best about coming out to the county fairs?
Well, I just love talking to the people, right, and seeing everyone out and about and enjoying the county fairs. We work, Representative Osborne, Representative Boyce, and I worked really hard in the last session to have the full 1% of lottery dollars that the people wanted go to our county, 36 county fairgrounds in the state. We were able to get that done, which increased the revenues coming in to the county fairgrounds by a little over $250,000. But really, it's the conversations with constituents that I love. And as you can imagine, running for United States Senate, I've been to a number of fairs around the state, including Linn County, down to Gold Beach, and Curry County's fair. And Douglas County is always so special. It's always so busy, and people are just really interested in getting the skinny on what's going on, not only on the state level, but now the federal level, and just really appreciate all the conversations.
And I know this time of the year, you've been pretty busy lately.
Indeed. I think I was slept in my own bed in Port Orford for maybe 9 nights all of July. So, yeah, it's a busy campaign season. You have a situation where, you know, Senator Merkley is embracing this, you know, hard left Democrat Socialist of America portion of our party that, frankly, Oregonians and Americans do not support. And with all the wildfires that are occurring across the state, knock on wood, we don't currently have any in Douglas County or here in Southwest Oregon, but we're just the first week into August, and we still have 2 months of fire season to go. So we are, again, pushing really hard on, you know, making sure that we get the changes that we need. I spoke about yesterday how the Fix Our Forest Act passed the United States House of Representatives in January 2025, and yet it stays unheard and unmoved in the United States Senate. And I appreciate our wildland firefighters and our firefighters working as they do to protect the health, life, and safety and property of Oregonians. And it's great to always give them praise for their efforts. But as United States Senators, Merkley and Wade can do a heck of a lot more by working across the aisle, pushing back against their environmental for-profit, nonprofit handlers, and getting things done so we can mitigate these catastrophic wildfires, reduce the risk, reduce homeowners' insurance rates that are skyrocketing and many are getting canceled, and put our wildland firefighters into year-round work, doing thinning and fuel reduction projects in the off-season, and we can then have local logs go into our local mills to help keep those operations going as well.
What do you feel like on the federal level? There have been changes in the Trump administration regarding federal forest management, but it's obviously from putting out a policy to having something actually change on the ground. It seems like a lengthy process.
It is a lengthy process. When we were up in legislative days in July in the Capitol, we had the Oregon Department of Forestry and the State Fire Marshal's Office in front of my committee in Veterans Emergency Preparedness and Federal Rural Affairs. I asked them, and the conversation's up on my David Brock Smith at YouTube site. But I asked them as we were having these discussions, because we heard from our Senators Wyden and Merkley that Trump was gutting the USFS and BLM and fire funding, which just frankly wasn't the case. In fact, it was reported by our state agencies that there is more wildland firefighters ready to go than less. The problem that we're having right now, and we get reports, Representative Osborne and I get reports on, is the mid-level managers. But as you know, we've been working on creating Oregon's Rogue River Siskiyou Regional Wildfire Training Center just north of Gold Beach, which then will be able to put out more than 1,200 wildland firefighters a year. And if we're successful in the work that we've talked about in the past, Kyle, we have opportunities to then transition those wildland firefighters into that fuels reduction work during the off season, which is so critically important, starting in the wildland or urban interfaces and moving out in the federal forest. So I had a conversation with Congressman Vince this morning on his legislation that is dealing with some of those fuel mitigation transitions and the opportunity to turn that into jet fuel. And so I look forward to learning more and digging into that as well as an opportunity for us to get those boots on the ground in our federal forests, reducing the threat of catastrophic wildfire for our communities.
For this race for the U.S. Senate, it's a long time till November. I imagine this part of the summer is when you're really kind of setting a framework for really what you want to do more intensely after Labor Day.
That's correct. I mean, really, I'm just talking with constituents around the state. You know, I think I've put over 21,000 miles on my vehicle since March when we filed and got out of session March 6th. It's just those conversations. It's setting the tone for the differences in my work in the Oregon State Legislature and the legislation that we've been able to pass that has benefited Oregonians. If it wasn't the creation of the State Meat Inspection Program or Senate Bill 872 that we passed, that is Oregon's position in the federal government, that we want to see more logging. We want to see more post-fire harvest. We want to see more meadowland restoration. And you know, Kyle, it's not easy to get those types of legislation through a House and Senate Democrat-controlled state legislature. But it's these common-sense solutions that I've been able to provide working with my colleagues like Representative Osborne and Representative Boyce and our county commissioners like Commissioner Chris Boyce here in Douglas County on how critically important these common-sense solutions are. And we've been able to bring resources back, such as the $35 million for the state's portion of the third veterans home in Oregon to be built in Roseburg. So we've sprinkled resources around for various projects, just like Senator Merkley has in his legislation, but it puts the boots on the ground, a legislation that really brings positive impact to Oregonians. I think I got them beat. And so that's just the message that we have to get out to the voters in November.
Well, while you're very well known around Southwest Oregon, are you concerned at all about the Portland area or the northern Willamette Valley that maybe folks are not as familiar with you?
Well, of course. But that's why I continue and everywhere I go in trying to raise resources for this campaign. I mean, it's hard with the federal limits at $3,500, no corporate donors. Literally, it's people have to open their personal checkbook pretty much to fund a federal campaign. And so I just encourage everyone to go to David Brock Smith for Oregon and give what they have, because it takes resources to get the word out. And I spent a lot of my time trying to gain those resources for the campaign, because not only will my campaign be successful in November if we can get the message out, but having, as intimidating as it is to be on the top of the ticket, it is setting a tone down the ballot to help Christine Drazen make Tina Kotek a one-term governor and assist Representative Osborne and other Republicans to get elected in the House and Republicans to get elected in the Senate, so that we can bring balance back to the Oregon legislature that's so desperately needed.
It's got to be a bit of a challenge to be in the legislature while you're running for the U.S. Senate. How do you kind of juggle both ends of this?
Well, it's, you know, 12, 16-hour days most days. You're only home, you know, 9 days roughly in a month, and you're just trying to, you know, trying to get your message out while raising resources for your campaign. And then you're always trying to partner. I was up with Senator Drazen for a press release earlier this week in Gresham at White's Country Meats about, well, it was a bill that I actually proposed and introduced back in 2025 to protect your right to hunt, fish, and farm, with the failure of IP-28 making the ballot. We want to be proactive, and I was at her press conference on that issue. And so we're just trying to. I'll be with Brad Hicks, who is our candidate for Senate District 3 to replace Jeff Golden, in the Oregon Senate down in the Medford Ashland area next week. So it's a kind of a go team type of effort that we all need to work and row in the same direction to for all of us to be successful in the fall.
What do you see with the midterms? Where the U.S. Senate or the House, do you see the potential that the Republicans may lose one of the chambers?
I do. I mean, let's face it, midterms are difficult. Usually when you have this, whatever party the president's in, the and if they have control of the House and Senate, they lose one or the other. But I'm very concerned about these DSA hard left candidates, not only just winning primaries in Oregon. We lost Senator Solman, who was my chair of Energy and Environment in the Senate committee. I am the vice chair, to a hard DSA candidate, where you had unions and environmental for-profit nonprofits essentially lying about her and her work, because she would stand on the Senate floor and talk about being a pro-jobs, pro-business Democrat senator. So that is the same case as you just saw in some Michigan primaries in the United States House of Representatives. These DSA candidates are taking hold. The Senate, the U.S. Senate, is, of course, in play. Just as this race is, Kyle, and it's critically important that we hold the United States Senate, because if we lose both, the Democrats will nuke the filibuster right away. They will pack the Supreme Court, and I don't have to tell you or your listeners the DSA playbook and how they want to eliminate the United States Senate altogether and make it subservient to the U.S. House of Representatives. It's just absolutely insane that we're having these discussions again. But I am looking forward to continuing our message of, you know, financial freedom, opportunity, lowering costs for Oregonians and the American people, and providing incentives for businesses to thrive, employ, and prosper.
As we get ready to wrap up, you're out at the fairgrounds now in the conference hall. How long are you to be out there this afternoon?
We'll be all here all day. Virgil, Representative Osborne doesn't let me leave. He's pretty a stickler. So we'll be here all day, and we'll be back tomorrow all day, and look forward to having the conversations with my constituents here in Douglas County. And come on out and enjoy the fair and support Commissioner Chris Boyce as well. We really appreciate his work in the Douglas County Commission.
All right, State Senator David Brocksmith, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. It's presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.